Hey, Anke Herman back again for another Daily Spark of Inspiration. And today I want to talk about consideration or lack thereof, or why people are inconsiderate when they're being inconsiderate. And it's been quite a pet peeve of mine. That's why it really struck a chord with me when during today's training session, JP Smart said something about it. He was telling a story where he was out for lunch with a friend of his, and so they're kind of picking up their food, and he picks up a fork and all of a sudden realizes that his friend also needed a fork. And he thought, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't consider picking up a fork for you as well. And his friend says, don't worry, you're one of the most considerate people I know. And if it didn't occur to you to pick up a fork for me, it's just because you had other things on your mind. And it actually really touches me again right now. Because I so often, especially here in Spain, where I sometimes say, it's funny, in Spain there isn't even a word for considerate. It's sort of not a thing. And it's always been one of the things that I kind of, you know, have my days when I bicker about it. It's that, yeah, that inconsiderate. It's just like, I think it all goes hand in hand. What my struggle was with my Spanish clients, they kind of, you know, all they think about is what they want. And then they go ask for it. And they don't care whether that puts me out in, you know, puts me in an awkward situation, or they're just not considered in that way. You know, they just only ever think about what they want, and then they try and get it. And if that means that you have to come to some remote theatre on a Sunday night, then that's cool with them. Like, they don't have a problem with asking for that. And it's something that has annoyed me like countless times. And the more I understand that it isn't what they do or don't do that causes my pressure, it's what I think that means and what I think the consequences of saying no are. You know, the more I've realized that, the less that kind of stuff really gets to me. But it had never occurred to me to think that when people have a lot on their mind, there's no space to consider other people's needs. And that gets me thinking, how many times have I been inconsiderate without even noticing, because I've had other stuff on my mind? And would that mean that most people would be inconsiderate just because they're preoccupied with other things? So if you have some inconsiderate people who get to you, what if you were open to the possibility that they're just doing the best they can, considering what they've got on their minds? Talk to you tomorrow.